News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Last night's Met Gala theme was tailored for you in connection with the Costume Institute's landmark new exhibition, Superfine Tailoring Black Style. So we wanted to take a look on how male fashion has changed over the years. To discuss this further, we're joined by Rob Kenny, founder and director of Rob Kenny PR. Rob, just before we get on to the wider point, did you get a look at the men's fashion last night? Did anything catch your eye?
I did, of course I did. And it's really rare the Met Gala has such, really hones in on men's fashion like this. Of course, the women usually steal the show, yeah. But it was all about the men last night. I'm not just saying this because he's Irish. I really did love Barry Keoghan's.
Well, he looked like he was already a Beatle.
Yes, with the hair. Absolutely. But his look last night, it was very military-esque. I loved that. It was a custom Valentino with the red wraparound.
He wears great clothes.
I'm not just saying that because he's Irish, because
I think he's brilliant. He wears pretty cool. Andrew Scott also wears pretty clothes. Andrew Scott kind of broke that rule about, you know, I can't remember how many colours you should ever wear. Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at here, light blue suit. Is it a red waistcoat, brown shirt?
And is it a navy tie?
And it kind of works though, doesn't it?
Well, I was actually just saying I didn't like Andrew Scott's, so hence it's definitely not an Irish thing. It didn't work for me, and actually most of the critics are saying it didn't. It looked a bit lazy. It lacked a bit of innovation, I think. It just didn't really make any impression. And yeah, too many colours. It didn't flow. It just didn't work.
Okay. So look, talk to us about the wider point. Has men's fashion changed from the days where everyone kind of wore a navy suit and a white shirt?
Yeah, of course it has. And like Ireland, compared to a lot of Europe, like, you know yourself when you land in Vienna or Copenhagen or Munich. For me, anyway, as soon as I land, I'm hit by the men's fashion and just generally how stylish the men are. And it tends to almost be like, you know, casual confidence, a lot of quiet luxury, but they're so well put together in a simple but really, really clever way. And when you land back in Dublin, now this might be just me, but I do notice we aren't there. We don't have the same.
Yeah, I kind of disagree. I was in town on Saturday or on Sunday, and I think there's loads of young men who are really cool and are wearing really kind of hipstery. You look at Fibsborough Market once a month. I just love watching the young people and the fashion. Now, young women, I accept, are ahead of the game.
Yeah.
But I think the men are starting to catch up.
No, I do agree. And I really want to make that caveat that there are huge pockets of really stylish Irish men. And definitely if you walk around town and the more kind of like, you know, on trend streets like your Jury Streets, etc., of course you'll see it. But like as a nation, we would definitely lag behind a lot of continental Europe. And like trousers, for example, are a real signifier of men's fashion because the shape of jackets and jumpers and stuff, of course, change. But trousers are a real clear signifier. And walking around Ireland, you'll still kind of see a lot of that bootleg jean style that,
surely,
you know, should have been left in 2005. No, you will. Or you'll even still see the skinny jeans. Whereas at the moment, it should very much be about like the wide leg, or even if you're brave enough, the flare. So trouser, big signifier of men's fashion.
And just before you go, you're also big on shoes. The shoes say a lot about a man.
They do. And they're often, the poor shoe is often forgotten.
I judge a man by their shoes. His shoes.
Oh, good. big easy tip. Now, this isn't always true, but an easy tip would be avoid the brown. Then this is for more of a dressed up look. Avoid the brown shoe.
Navy suit brown shoes.
Avoid it. With a coloured sock, like a stripy sock. No, same. I'm in a rash now. Go for a more simple black shoe, like a brogue or the Oxford shoe. And a really simple, for the more casual looks, like say with like a cool pair of navy wide leg trousers, a really good white trainer, like an Axel Arigato or an Autry. Like honestly, if you get one or two pairs of them, you can just wear them all day, every day. You can even wear them with a suit and they'll save your life.
Rob, we're going to get you back again to talk about this in more detail, but thank you indeed for that fashion update. Rob Kenny there, founder and director of Rob Kenny PR.
I did note Pat Kenny's eyebrows getting higher and higher during that conversation about down with brown shoes. Pat, I'm with you.
Brown shoes.
Nothing wrong with a brown shoe.
Nothing
no, brown
wrong
shoes are fine, but just not with
but there,
not with
there was a
shoes.
Thing all of there the was. Last 5 years where it looked odd at the beginning, but then there was a brown shoes, blue suit.
Perfect.
I had an uncle, by the way, who said, never throw out your trousers, you know, because they will come round again.
And he wasn't
they
wrong either.
Do.
He wasn't
wrong. He wasn't wrong.
What do you have for us today, Pat?
Lots of things, as well as all the current affairs, the conclave and Gaza and all of that. We're looking at the caterpillar bone collector in the green scene, a caterpillar that collects bits and pieces of other insects to protect itself. We're looking at vaping. There's a burgeoning number of vaping shops all around the country. We're looking at cybercrime in the wake of the M&S hack. Ger Herbert is talking about huge increase in EV sales this year and lots more.
Great stuff, Pat. All to look forward to coming up at 9 o'clock this morning.
Now, the Easy Living Interiors mid-season sale is now on with stores in Cork, Navan, Waterford and more. There's collections to cater to every lifestyle plus free delivery on all garden orders. Discover the feeling of home in store or online at easyliving-interiors.ie. To celebrate this, we have an €800 Easy Living Interiors voucher to give away each day. So to be in with a chance to win, just simply answer this question. It's a biology question, Ciara.
It is, yes. What is the process by which plants convert light energy to chemical energy? They produce their own food. They produce glucose by converting light. That's what it is. Do you remember your biology? Your
it's
chlorophyll?
It's almost like they take
that?
A snap
like
of
a photograph,
it.
But yes, it's not quite
almost,
that.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Text the word SOFA, your answer, and name to us now on 53106. Text costs 30 cents.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.